Riggs and Ally, rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ally.
Okay, so it was not Drake. I just realized you're probably thinking it's Drake.
I 100% thought it was Drake.
It was not Drake. I should have said that from the go.
I didn't want to ask if it was Drake because I thought it was going to be Drake.
Yeah, definitely not too. Drake. No, so who was sitting courtside at the NBA Finals?
God, it could be anybody.
I have no idea.
It's not anybody. It's the freaking best people in the world that you would kill to see if they were in Milwaukee sitting courtside. And I'm really upset that we didn't go to the finals. Because
hold on.
Guess who? It's the king and queen,
I know
baby. It's the king and queen,
no,
baby.
No, I thought there was the Obamas.
Jay-Z and Beyonce?
Thank you.
No freaking
really?
Way.
Jay-Z and Beyonce courtside at the freaking finals.
Of course
last
they
night.
Were.
People erupted, of course, when they walked in the middle of the first quarter. I'm getting goosebumps because they should be at the Pfizer. If that's the way I feel about it. Maybe they will be next year.
They would have been.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Apparently they are, what are they, Warriors fans maybe?
I think they're just basketball fans
in
general.
No, I think they were sitting by Golden State.
Oh, they were. Oh.
So I don't know. Well, at least they're not sitting by Toronto.
Yeah, right.
Maybe they are Team Us.
I don't care about the NBA Finals anymore. And I don't even know who I want to win, if I care anymore.
You guys,
I don't care at all. I didn't even know the game was on until I saw Jay. This is the only reason I knew Jay-Z and
because
Beyonce.
Because on one hand, I feel like the Golden State Warriors are becoming like the New England Patriots of the NBA. They win all the time and it's getting boring. And on the other hand, Toronto hasn't won one before, the first time in their history, so that's historic. So all right.
That should have been us. That should have been us, and that's why
it's hard to want to pull
process.
For them. So
I don't know if I even want to tell you guys this.
Oh crap!
I have about a 100% chance, guaranteed, that we would have won the finals because obviously we were the better team, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
But the Warriors' two best players are hurt.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant hasn't played the whole series.
Oh, would have smoked him.
Klay Thompson got hurt. Yep.
Yes. I didn't know that.
Two of their best players.
I would know this.
Right.
Toronto.
I didn't know that. Like, I should have known.
Yeah, Toronto won last night in Golden State, in Oakland.
They did?
And that
Toronto won?
Yeah, they're up 2-1.
See, I didn't care who won. All I care about is Jay-Z and Beyonce. Who the hell cares?
It would have been us. We would have had the parade down
It should have been us. Sounds like a 90s throwback
Riggs
song.
Riggs loves
off,
to play
man.
The drop Who the Hell Cares when we talk about the Kardashians. Yesterday... When Riggs texted Riggs a story about Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Because he's obsessed with Bigfoot because he's a weirdo.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He got all excited. And then I texted back to Riggs and Gibbons on our group chat.
Yeah.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
And I'll tell you who cares. CNN, CNBC, C-SPAN.
Dude,
America cares about Bigfoot.
Who the hell cares?
Allie sends the story and I get the alert from Yahoo about 15 seconds earlier. Was going to do the exact same thing, and I was like,
all right.
Nope, I'm sure Ally ended up doing this.
Listen, we're gonna play this game. You want to hear the Bigfoot story? We'll tell you about it at 5:50 this morning.
Start with Bigfoot.
5:55.
Oh, Jesus.
Damn
the FBI has made a statement on Bigfoot.
It's bizarre. And then I need the Who the Hell Cares drop at the end.
Yes,
Gibbons.
At 6:55,
okay.
Yes.
Riggs and Ally.
It's Riggs and Ally.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Ally rewind.
Good news to start the day. Can I start real quick?
Sure, go ahead, Riggs.
Gibbons and I have been eating our good news.
Riggs and Gibbons are drunk on gummy bears.
Yes.
I'm kidding.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know.
I went to Lolly and Pops at the Mayfair Mall yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I was spending 2 hours at the Apple Store. That's another story for another time.
Oh.
I digress. A nice lady out front said, "Would you like a gummy bear?" I said, "Damn right I would."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried it and I went, "That's a really good gummy bear." And she goes, "You've never been in Lolly and Pops?" And I was like, "No, but I'm on my way to an appointment and I'll be back." And I meant it. I went back because I was early for my appointment.
Of course.
So I went back.
Are you going to say what your appointment was so it makes sense?
I got the keyboard fixed with air quotes
Apple
on my
store.
Computer. Yes, at the
I
Apple
need
Store.
You to say, well, I had an appointment at the Apple Store, not detailed. But
yes,
like, and
the
then
Apple
I said,
store.
Of course you'll be back if you have an appointment at the Apple Store. That was the funny part.
Of course. So we got boozy gummy bears. There's like rum and coke gummy bears.
Which was fantastic.
There is a rosé gummy bear.
Tastes just like rosé.
Yeah. There's a champagne gummy bear.
Champagne,
and before that, Gibbons and I are going to get down on Irish cream gummy bears, pina colada gummy bears, and gin and tonic gummy bears.
I have I have an honest and legitimate question that just popped into my head after I realized. Will these gummy bears interact in the tummy like booze interacts with the tummy? Because we're drinking, if I'm drinking Irish cream with a Captain and Coke, with a rosé, with a champagne.
Infused.
No, it's infused.
Okay, I got worried for a second.
No, it's a very, very, very small
percent. Is the gummy bear, you'll be okay.
But let's eat the whole bag to find out anyways.
Hell to the
And I will stay on my keto diet and watch you the whole time, okay?
That's why I only brought in that Forgiven tonight. I was like, Allie won't eat these.
I got a carrot cake muffin. Don't mess
with me. I know.
Oh, yeah.
What's your good news, Allie?
Actually, this is amazing. So I was the snack mom at the game last night for Owen.
Snack mom.
Yes. Yes. You remember that? I'm snack mom, which is like a nightmare for me because I'm never prepared. So what did I do? 5 minutes before the game, I whipped out of my driveway, flew to Walgreens, which was right by the ball field. I had nothing more than some warm Gatorade in my car. Like I had a thing of Gatorade for the like zero sugar Gatorade, which I didn't even realize existed. So I have that. I run into Walgreens. I'm like, give me some snack packs. Give me some snack packs. I need healthy. This is the healthy team. This is the team that only wants healthy snacks. Tuppence doesn't care. You can give them a damn Snickers for all they care. But this team, nothing. Nothing. I'm running up and down the aisles. Some chick goes, Allie? I go, yeah. She goes, hi. I go, hi. I go, what's your name? She goes, Megan. Love you guys. I go, thank you. I'm freaking out. I can't find snacks. I'm freaking out. I need healthy. And I just disappear.
You're in Walgreens looking for healthy snacks?
Yeah, it's like, you know, something like Skinny Pop or something.
Uh-huh, yeah.
She, on her own, walked around and found some for me and came up and said, as I was about to leave, said, Allie, I found the snack pack bags of Skinny Pop. And I was Megan,
hell yeah.
I love you. You're our best listener I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, we'll promote Megan to
and
SVP
she's amazing.
Of research.
Yes. So I literally took a cooler. I paid $30 for a cooler at Walgreens.
Uh-huh.
I whipped it out. I whipped it open. I threw two bags of ice in, which is inside the store.
Yeah.
I threw the Skinny Pop on top, and I ran out of Walgreens with the cooler on the rollers.
Oh, my God.
Did you put the warm Gatorade on ice by chance?
That's why I got the ice in the cooler.
I was
going to
say, you're icing the popcorn.
I was running with the cooler behind me with Skinny, with that lid open.
Yes.
Because it didn't all fit.
With the tag still on it, I bet, too.
Now,
I didn't take it off when I got there either.
To complete this dumpster fire, I envision in my head, you get everything in the car, and then when you get to the field to unload it, everything falls out of the cooler, and it's a total dumpster fire.
It almost did, but it did not.
World's okayest mom, man. Living up to it.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
Gibbons,
what's your good news?
My good news, and this hits me in the heart and soul, and I'm very happy. Meek Mill, who we all know and love, the rapper Meek Mill, is getting a new hearing.
Everyone loves him but Nicki Minaj.
Yep. Yeah. He's getting a new hearing with a new judge in Philadelphia that can finally redo his case because he has been on probation for 2008.
He has been going off about how he was screwed over for years.
Okay.
He's really getting a new trial?
Yep, a new hearing for a new trial.
I'm dying to hear this.
Because the initial report, when he got arrested in 2007, a cop said that he pointed a gun at
and
him.
Meek
the cop Mill, said, drop the gun, and Meek Mill dropped the gun and ran.
Meek Mill maintains, what you think was seven cops on me, I pulled a gun out and I just sat there and I'm alive today. He goes, you really think that? That's his side.
Exactly.
So now there's this whole thing. He's finally getting a new trial. So this will be interesting.
Yeah, and there's been all kinds of reports of this cop that said he pointed the gun at him, having a crappy record as telling the truth. And finally,
finally. It's going to be a documentary in the end.
I was
going
to say, I can't wait to watch it on Investigate Discovery. Mm-hmm. ID.
Amen.
Yeah.
It'll
have a whole documentary, I bet.
Yeah, and
Meek.
I will binge it. Free Meek.
Yes, you will.
Free Meek.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So Allie and Gibbons sent me a text yesterday thinking that I would be interested in a story, which of course I was.
Of course
involving
thinking, knowing.
Yeah.
Involving Bigfoot. If you don't know, I'm obsessed with Bigfoot. I've watched the show Finding Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone to Northern California and sought out documents on Bigfoot. I keep a Bigfoot
thank you.
Sasquatch hiker's guide, a field guide in my bag
just
at
in
all
case.
Times.
You have issues,
just
Riggs.
In case I run into things because
oh
you
God.
Might run into footprints.
And
you might run
into... People might think you're kidding.
No, I'm not.
It's a full-blown pamphlet.
Yeah, a
thick pamphlet.
Bigfoot, yeah.
We'll put it on our Instagram story, 1037 Kiss FM.
I'll put it on the gram. That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, the FBI finally released a statement on Bigfoot because there's legit scientists that believe in Bigfoot, and they are doing research. They look for footprints, and they have, like, casts made. And they'll debunk them. They'll say, no, that's definitely not it. They'll say, oh, this is probably somebody faking it. But they sent something. It was like a sample of hair with a little bit of tissue on it to the FBI back in like 1976, and they said, will you test this and figure out what it is? We want to know if it's of human origin or not. So they sent it to the FBI. They didn't hear anything back because the FBI is like, we got bigger things to deal with right now. We're not going to look for Bigfoot, you know?
Yeah.
FBI is busy looking for serial killers and putting away child molesters, all right?
Yes.
They don't have time to look for a mythical creature, allegedly.
Well, yeah, who the hell cares, right?
But they said at one point, they said, fine, we'll entertain it out of science and out of saying, sure, we'll do it if you ask and if you're persistent enough about it, because they were saying this isn't a joke. So they test it and they find out that the hair and the tissue that they sent in was a sample of deer origin.
Wait.
It was deer fur.
Stop it. So this whole thing was about Bigfoot and it turned out to be a deer?
It turned out to be deer fur, what they gave him. They thought it was Bigfoot fur, but it wasn't. So,
hold on. 43 years ago.
Yeah.
So
43 years ago, someone finds hair and flesh and goes, this is Bigfoot.
I can't even.
The FBI goes, we're busy, man. Somehow 43 years.
Fine, we'll throw him a bone.
And those people the whole time are going, we found Bigfoot. They won't test it because we know we found Bigfoot.
Exactly.
They won't test it. And they had kids at the time.
That's what they were doing, too.
Right,
there's generations that were going,
anything.
People are holding us back.
No, we didn't say anything because we were busy and it was just deer fur. Shut up. Keep looking because he's still out there. This doesn't mean he's not out there, you guys.
Hey, Riggs.
It doesn't mean what?
Hey, Riggs.
What?
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Hey, I care, all right? I'm still going to find him.
We'll see about that.
I can't believe you literally have the Sasquatch thing on you at all times. You're such a weirdo.
Yeah. Noah's
you said it, not me, but I was thinking
that. Hey, I am a weirdo. I love it. But I still think the Earth is round, so we're okay on that
part.
Okay,
good. You're not that kooky. I mean, you're a little kooky, but.
And we may or may not have landed on the moon, but that's another story for another day.
Shut up.
Come on.
Shut up.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so they've roasted a lot of people over the years. Can you name a few?
They roasted Justin Bieber, which is one of the greatest roasts ever.
Yes, and that he let them do it's amazing.
Uh-huh.
They roasted Donald Trump once.
Yeah, of course. He would never let that happen now, though.
They roasted Charlie Sheen, which was another epic
one.
Pamela Anderson, way back in the day. But these roasts are epic and legendary.
The Mike Tyson one, too?
Yes.
Mike Tyson.
Comedy Central, basically, it's hysterical. I mean, it sounds awful when I say it actually out loud like this, what I'm about to say. They basically pick a celebrity and go, can you come on TV for a few hours while everybody makes fun of you?
Yep.
Yeah.
And like, really makes fun of you in mean ways. And then the celebrity goes, okay.
And not holding back, even like too soon jokes.
Like, really, really mean jokes, but it's funny. And you're like, oh, and they have, and the people laugh.
Yeah. Can I give an example of one of these jokes that are totally
off-color?
Before I tell
you who the new roast victim is. Yes, tell me.
During Justin Bieber's roast, Pete Davidson got on stage, and this is like right before SNL.
Oh, because it's all celebrities roasting them. They offer to come do it. Yeah.
So Pete Davidson gets on stage and goes, Justin Bieber, one of the greatest stars of all time. This is like the worst thing that's ever happened to me. He pauses and goes, my dad died on 9/11, and Justin Bieber's fame is the worst thing that has ever happened to me or America.
Oh,
and the crowd went, and then started laughing because that's the that's how over the line they go with these roasts.
That is an amazing, amazing, like, I wish I would have seen that. Oh, my God,
that was
Pete.
The moment when I realized Pete Davidson's dad died in 9/11.
Oh, really?
That him making that joke, I was like, Jesus, was he serious?
And I didn't
like,
know that until you guys told me that on the air one day. And I was like, Pete Davidson's dad died in 9/11?
I remember him making that joke, and I was like, holy God, can he say that? Was he making that up? And I was like, no, he didn't really
happen. And then Justin Bieber, in his response, because the people roast him, and then the person that's getting roasted gets up and gives their own roast where they give it back to everybody.
Shots
well,
back.
Justin I didn't even tell you who the new one is.
Okay, I'm still on the Justin Bieber thing.
This guy's a perfect guy because he's a comedian. He's on SNL all the time. He's been on tons of TV shows. He's not a full-time character on SNL.
Oh, okay.
He's on it all the time, which should give you a big hint, and he will definitely laugh at himself. Ding, ding, ding.
I think I figured it out.
Come on.
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin, AKA Donald Trump on SNL.
Yeah.
So they are going to roast Alec Baldwin. He's going to let them. He will let them.
Yeah,
he's
will.
Funny like that.
What if they bring the other Baldwin brothers in as well? That's going to be the whole thing behind it.
Oh, dude.
So many Baldwin brother jokes.
Oh, my God. And they got to bring Kim Basinger in.
But this is why Alec Baldwin is funny, because listen to his quote about getting roasted. He said, getting roasted will be the greatest honor of my lifetime, besides being a father, a husband, hosting SNL 17 times, receiving Golden Globes, Emmys, and working with Martin Scorsese.
Yes.
I thought that was really funny.
Yeah,
so, you know, we'll see.
Do we have an air date, or do they just announce it's going to happen?
I don't. They just said that he's going to be... They announced our next roast victim will be...
They're usually in the summertime.
Alec Baldwin. Sometime this summer, yes.
Okay, yes.
That's all I can tell you. That's when they're taping.
Okay. That is something... That's the type of TV that I will appointment watch. Like, I will make sure to watch that live when it happens, because those roasts are so damn funny, and they're always water cooler talk the next day. Like, everyone talks about
them. Well, and this is what they said. Comedy Central said, Alec Baldwin has done so many great things, it will be a unique treat to spend a night focusing on everything he'd rather forget.
Yes.
Which is a perfect way to put it.
How many times are you going to mention the voicemails of him yelling at his daughter?
Yeah. I didn't want to bring that up because I wasn't sure if that was him. Yes.
That was 100%, definitely him. He called his daughter a little pig over and over. Right. She was like 12, and it was a voicemail of him. His daughter with Kim Basinger. He was like screaming on the phone.
Don't bring that up for sure.
Okay, now, do you guys think, has the call come yet, or how quickly till the call comes, that Donald Trump goes, let me get in on this. I want to roast him like he roasted me.
Oh, no, he hates him.
I know he hates him, but any chance to give it to him.
He wouldn't be the star, and he'd be giving someone else attention. He doesn't know how to function like that. Have you not learned that in this presidency yet?
You're right.
Hello.
You're right.
Hello.
And on this one, you're freaking right.
Common sense.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Gibbons, give us feels.
Okay.
Feels. We did good feels on Thursday.
Yes, good feels.
First off, I am the most throwback Thursday person ever right now, okay?
Okay.
I am wearing a shirt featuring the movie The Goonies that came out in 1985, okay? I am wearing cargo shorts that I've had since high school. I kid you not.
Have you really had those that long?
Wait, Gibbons, how old are you?
I'm 32.
You've had them since high school?
Since freshman year.
Not 14, 18 years.
I can remember when I bought these. I can remember when... Throwback
Thursday.
How are
they still in style?
Yeah.
They're not in style. They're cargo shorts.
Let me see.
Oh, and there's a hole in them, but I don't even care.
The same ones you always wear. Oh, yeah, I know which ones. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. But yesterday was Wednesday, but I had a throwback Thursday day. What was the worst birthday party you went to as a kid?
Probably my friend Brett Trigar's birthday, where he thought that he was going to have a Ghostbusters impersonator group show up.
Oh.
People dressed up as the Ghostbusters, but it was just one guy wearing like a Ghostbusters t-shirt with Ghostbusters action figures.
Geez.
And we got screwed. And we were like, who is this weirdo with Ghostbusters action figures?
Oh,
we thought that like a reenactment group was coming out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Brett Trigar was pissed because his mom booked the wrong guy. That was a bummer.
That's funny, actually.
That was a bummer.
It was Dave Young's 13th birthday party for me. Summer 1999. And Dave Young goes, guys, my mom's going to take a bunch of us to the movies, all right? And it was me who was the class clown.
Yeah.
My buddy Phil, who was a class clown. Mike Williams, who was the big jock. Mike Lewis, another big jock. So it's class clowns, jocks, and Dave Young. And Dave Young.
Dave.
And Dave Young's mom's going to take us to the movies. And we're all thinking,
Oh,
she's an adult.
Uh-huh.
It's 1999. We're going to go see American Pie in movie theater. We're so excited because we're kids and we're going to go see American Pie.
Right.
We get to the theater. Guess what movie she orders us tickets for? Because it's mom's choice because mom's paying. You guys remember the movie She's All That?
Of course. With Amanda. Is that the one with Amanda Bynes?
No, it's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook.
Thank you. Yes. All those high school movies in the 90s run together. So, yes. Okay,
that is
I'm with you.
A total high school coming of age film, but it's 100% geared towards chicks, geared towards females. So, Dave Young's mom takes a couple of jocks and the class clowns to go see She's All That for Dave Young's birthday party. We start the
movie,
and we're all talking through it. We're like throwing stuff at the screen. Dave Young's mom's yelling at us. It gets so bad.
Guys were a bunch of little punks, weren't you?
We were being so unruly that she left halfway through the movie, and we tortured Dave Young. We made fun of Dave for years through high school.
Because his mom took you guys to see
She's All That.
With this song, by the way, Gibbons.
Freddie Prinze Jr.
Because I want to tell you something about this song.
Rachel Lee
and
Cook.
And how it ties in.
There's a throwback from the 90s.
Dude, so I text Dave Young yesterday.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, Dave, did I dream this up? Or did your mom
Hold on. Let me set the scene. Okay. It's 1999. The number one hit song is No Scrubs. By TLC.
Yeah.
Gibbons and his friend's mom are at the movie theater seeing She's All That.
Yep.
Thinking
we're going to go see American Pie with the pie scene and all the craziness, right? We see She's All That. So we tortured Dave Young for years, right? I texted him yesterday just to make sure I didn't dream this up because it seems so lunatic behavior. Why would he go see She's All That? I go, hey, Dave, I know I haven't talked to you in 10 years. Yeah. If this is even still your number, can you respond? And he responds. And I go, did I dream this or did we go for your 13th birthday to see She's All That? He goes, you're a jerk, man. I repressed that freaking memory so far down.
He said he repressed it.
He goes, I put that so far down in my life. I've got a master's degree. I've got a wife. I've got kids, a huge house. I'm loving my life. Thank you for bringing that up, you jerk. And I went,
yeah.
Thank you, Dave. I'm going to talk about this tomorrow morning, and I hope you enjoy your day.
Oh, yes. Do you remember this from Sixpence Down the Red Shirt? This song?
Oh, yeah. My God,
is that
yes.
From the movie?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I knew it. The second you played it, it hit me that it was the movie because I do remember She's All That.
That pivotal scene?
Freddie Prinze Jr. Talk about falling off the planet, dude.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You know what Freddie Prinze Jr.'s last job was? I swear to God, real deal.
I don't know.
A writer for WWE.
Really?
He was a writer for a while
for WWE. He had a big burst in the 90s. He had this, and then he had like, I know what you did last summer.
He married Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
They're still married.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Are they?
I think they have kids and everything.
Oh, my God.
Yes. They're one of the few happy ones that are still together somehow.
Well, I'm a chick because they're not as famous anymore. That's why they're still together.
Mm-hmm.
As a chick, I like that movie, so I could care less that you guys went to see that.
Yeah, but
I
as get five boys going through puberty, thinking you're going to go see American Pie Alley.
Yeah.
That was boobies on the big screen. We were 13 thinking we're going to go see boobies on the big screen.
You're going to see Jim and Nadia in the bedroom, and she takes off her shirt and goes, I want me to dance for you.
Instead, I get Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook dancing to Sixpence, none the freaking richer. What the hell, man?
Thank you for the 90s feels this morning, by the way.
Oh, I'm telling you, one of my fondest memories.
Well, it's Throwback Thursday. Uh-huh. I mean, your fondest memories is that.
That's one of my fondest memories, and Dave Young hates it, and I just want to stick it to him.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So if you didn't hear about the standoff happening in Oconomowoc on, what is it, Tuesdays when it started?
Yes.
Here's what was happening, right? Police are chasing a stolen vehicle, right? So they're pursuit of this vehicle. Mm-hmm. At one point, the guy driving the car, there's a man and a woman in the car. The guy starts shooting at the police officers. So obviously, they're like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah.
They stop down the car. That's when they shut down that whole area, 67, right in Oconomowoc. So they shut down 94 going east and west. They shut down 67. In fact, 67 was still shut down in Oconomowoc as of like noon yesterday because they had still had so much crap going on.
Crazy.
The guy says that he has a woman hostage in the car and he's holding her at gunpoint. At one point, the tactical officers end up shooting the guy in the car. He's now in critical condition. And the woman then flees the scene. They start chasing her down. She gets like put down by a dog. She ends up stabbing one of the canine dogs that's coming after her.
Yeah.
Now she's taken into a hospital. She's in stable condition. They're both in police custody.
Yeah.
He's in critical condition. That's all they know for the most part at this point. Gibbons, is there anything else you've read?
I only read that they shot tear gas into the van, which then brought the two outside. It's like a scene out of a movie, honestly.
Yeah.
The standoff is happening, and the cops are like, what are we going to do? Okay, now is the time to shoot tear gas. They shoot the tear gas, and in dramatic fashion, the guy gets out of the car, and he's got the girl by the neck, and he's got a gun to the girl, and he's like, I'm going to kill her. I'm going to kill her. Police.
This is all happening.
Police shoot the guy.
This is on the overpass?
Yep. This is on 94, right? The cops shoot the guy.
No way.
When the cops shoot the guy, the woman takes off. And she starts running.
Yeah.
And that is when the canine chases her down. She apparently allegedly had a knife on her because she apparently allegedly stabs the canine.
Yeah. So she's that bitch.
She's in the hospital. Yeah. She's in the hospital, though.
I was already pissed, but now I'm pissed.
Yeah.
But she's in the hospital in stable condition. He's in critical condition, and they're both going to be locked the hell up.
At one point, she puts on her cell phone and Facebook Lives this whole thing that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's video of that. People that have seen her in the car with the guy and the gun to her head.
Yeah, because she was supposed to go to court for a narcotics charge on Wednesday, and the cops were like, court was like, where the hell is she? We don't know where she is. This isn't like her to not show up because she's in this chase, and then she's in jail, and then she's in the hospital. It's just...
Yes.
There's still more to it that we're going to find out, I'm sure.
That is insane. I can't
even. So that's why that whole area in Oconomowoc was shut down for so long.
And there's probably still people stuck in traffic there trying to make up for it. Because when it's closer, what are you going to do?
And it makes sense why the police were so hush-hush about it. Because even they didn't really know what was going on. It's such a bizarre situation. You got a guy in a car that won't get out. You got to tear gas the car. You got to get chased by a dog.
Still onions to the, or still layers to the onion unravel.
That's the most that we know at the moment. So,
Kiss. All right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie. Yeah.
Nothing like looking at your coworker and going, hey, I need something 5 seconds before we go on the air, which is what I just did to Riggs and Givens.
Oh,
aren't I a
God.
Great coworker?
No, you're
you guys?
Great. You're awesome.
No, I suck. This is the magic. She sucks right now, Givens. That's right. Thank you, guys.
Because you're doing the right thing now. You're stalling for time
and admitting that you might have screwed up and not been paying attention to what is going on around me.
You're making good right now in the moment, okay?
With my Givens,
you're not
right?
BSing. We're just having a nice little chat here. There's no BS going on.
I listened to Drake make me proud, by the way, Givens, yesterday.
Oh, see?
Love it.
I'm so proud of you. Yeah. Everything adding up. You've been through hell and back. That's
you
why you're bad.
You stall for three more seconds. I can't skip the ad.
Three, two, one. Give it to me.
Here's what Nickelodeon is announcing: a new series based on.
Oh God!
No! Everybody's gonna go no! Every parent's gonna scream. Every kid's gonna jump up and down.
Oh God!
Baby Shark, dude.
Are you serious? They're doing a series.
They're doing a freaking series on Baby Shark.
I just got Hudson to stop singing it.
I just got him to stop,
dude.
Damn it, Nickelodeon! I hate you.
This kid in the video for Baby Shark.
I'm actually angry about Baby Shark right now.
These kids are going to grow up one day and look back at this video with 2 billion views. 2.8 billion views this has on YouTube.
They're going to look back on it while they sit on a stack of cash from this damn thing.
They're not going to make money off this, you think?
Yeah, Nickelodeon said that a Baby Shark television series based on that viral video will be coming to Nickelodeon. Now, I don't know if you know this. What year is it? 2019?
Yes.
Baby Shark was released in 2016. That's how long it's been around.
Really?
We're already halfway through 2019.
Dude, I do this weird thing where I speak the words to songs. I'll just speak the lyrics.
Yes.
And we're at dinner last night. I swear to God, we're eating dinner at the table last night. And my girlfriend's 6-year-old.
I can't hear that anymore.
My girlfriend's 6-year-old Cora turns to me and goes, Ryan, you know how you just say the words of songs sometimes? I go, yeah. She goes, can you do that for Baby Shark? And I went, really? Yeah. Baby Shark. Do-do-do-do-do-do. And they start laughing. Like, Mommy Shark.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah. And they're dying. I'm like, this is easy. All right. Making these kids entertained and making them giggle.
No, totally. I know. Well, so annoying.
It'll be another show that you can entertain your kids with while you're doing something else.
You think I have cable Nickelodeon? Hell no.
You can watch it on YouTube.
I'm not kidding. I just got Hudson to stop singing Baby Shark, and now they want to make a series.
You know what?
That's why I'm so really so upset about this.
Hold on. No, never mind. I was just going to say maybe.
Now I got the damn doo-doo-doo.
Me too.
And we're ruining everyone's morning by getting it in their head.
We are. Sorry.
I'm
sorry.
I thought maybe he would outgrow the Baby Shark by the time that comes out, but kids that are I'm 30 and I sing the damn song.
That's what I mean.
Why is this so damn catchy? Somebody wrote this in a break room and they were like, this is gonna be great. No, that's stupid. Nobody's gonna sing that song.
I will say that
that's not gonna get 2.8 billion views on YouTube.
The other 4 shows parents that got re-upped were Paw Patrol, duh.
Yes.
Bubble Guppies, whatever.
Never seen it.
You've never seen Bubble Guppies?
I've never seen Bubble Guppies, no.
Yeah, well. Abby Hatcher and Butterbean's Cafe. I don't know. I know Paw Patrol and Bubble Guppies. And then, they gave the green light to a SpongeBob spinoff series, heads up.
I actually should have told you that.
That was an important factor.
Because
SpongeBob is the longest running out of all those that people actually would know.
No SpongeBob spinoff.
I agree.
Come on. SpongeBob spinoff.
Enough with SpongeBob.
You had to clap. You had to.
No, I did not. I did not clap.
No.
Givens did.
No.
You had to clap. I'm like, no.
Pavlov's dog. I literally don't even hear it. I feel in my soul. See? 1, 2, 3, 4.
I check it every time.
Amanda just sent me a Facebook message that said, just made my 4-year-old's morning with this Baby Shark. All right, fine.
Turn it up for a second.
Turn it up. I'll do it for the children.
Hold on. I already closed it.
Okay, you know, hold on.
I was screaming.
So, Allie.
Givens, don't you dare.
No.
Oh.
I can't. You know, Givens, do you think... Do you think this series is going to last? I mean, I don't know if it has legs.
I would have said no.
But I think it
but,
is.
But, I mean, look how the viral video has been around for 3 years.
And here it is.
Oh, my gosh. Here you go, 4-year-old to Amanda. Why am I dancing? I want out.
Stop.
Somebody, I will not stop. Get me out of my body. It's like forcing me to dance. I'm mad.
Givens, push the button.
I can't even.
Push the button.
I won't do it.
Stop this music.
Nope.
Stop it. I'm going to run over there and punch you. Please.
Punch him. Come on. That should make this be entertaining.
Come here.
Do it. Punch him.
No, no, no. Don't hit the button. Hit the button.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie. Rewind. And now, Missed Connections. From Craigslist.
Craigslist. Pretty awesome.
I have no idea. I don't know what you're doing in orchestra, and I was trying to be the conductor by lifting my arms in the air and like, keep going.
Okay, there are moments in this show
that... You guys were having chemistry, Riggs and Gibbons. You're having a real moment.
I have no idea what that was.
That was chemistry. That was just you two connecting and doing something really dumb together that made no sense, but it was really funny.
Hey, girl.
It's kind of like...
Are the wheels off already? Oh. This misconnection happened somewhere in Pewaukee. It doesn't say where, but it's titled Looking Good Mama. So it's your typical creepy guy. Christmas he says, trees. I saw you coming out of an establishment and getting into your car on Tuesday evening shortly after 5. I immediately noticed how toned your butt and legs were. Clearly, you put a lot of work into them, and it shows.
Aw, dude.
You had darker hair and looked all kinds of sexy climbing into your vehicle. I don't even think you saw me, creep. On the outside, chance you'll see this, reply back with what color pants you had on and the vehicle type so I know it's you. She's not going to send anything to you. Go back to your basement.
Right. No.
Have a nice day.
Right.
I think she knows who he is, and she is going to send him something.
Yeah.
A restraining order. I'm just saying.
For you.
I'm just saying.
Oh, that's funny.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Allie?
Yes. Oh, you ready?
Okay. Yeah, what was this? What were you going to ask us about things?
I wanted to know, do you guys have like methods for retaining things? I think everybody does this. And what I'm talking about is, I'll be specific.
Yes.
Is... like when I was a kid, when you're a kid, they teach you all these ways to remember things.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to the planets,
yes,
the only way I know them in order is by singing them. So I'll go Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, and Jupiter, Saturn, yours. I just sing the whole thing through. And so that if you ask me what planets were next to each other, I could tell you after I sang it in my head.
You forgot Uranus. That was one of the most important planets.
I didn't forget it. I skipped over because I knew you're going to make some damn comment about it.
I've never heard
dudes.
Can you please sing it again? I'm like, not a joke.
Yeah, do it again.
I've never heard this before, honestly.
Okay, so when I was in school, because every school does it differently, okay. And you're more than welcome to call with, I want different things you've retained and how you do it.
So, like a mnemonic device is what it's called.
Okay.
Mnemonic device.
And our boss said he has to sing E-I-E-I-O when he tries to remember it's I before E except after C. Oh. So like he said he can never spell receipt. So he has to do this thing where he goes E-I-E-I-O, like he does it out to like, does that make sense?
Yes.
What were you going to say, Gibbons?
Mama G taught me the I before E rule, I swear to God.
My sister taught me that too.
Hold on, but it was I before E
except after C. What is yours?
This is Mama G.
Go. Okay.
This is Mama G, okay?
Mama G, so it's probably wackadoodle.
Swear to God, I before E except in Budweiser.
Ah!
That is how, I swear to you, that is how she taught
she
me
taught
and how
that?
I remember I before E except in Budweiser.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Also, I mean, which months of the year have 30 days and 31 days?
Do you have a method to remember that?
What is that, Gibbons?
What is it?
It's a song. 30 days have September, April, June, and November. And there's another verse to it, but I always go, 30 days have September, April, June, and November. The rest have 31 except for February.
You can text at 71037 because I forgot that, you know, people were trying to call too for kids of summer low. But
when I was super little, my grandma taught me how to spell the word arithmetic. And she said, a rat in the hall may eat the ice cream. A-R-E, like that was how you spelled arithmetic. A rat in the hall may eat the ice cream.
A rat in the hall may eat the ice cream. I'm trying to process with you. Say
so
that
if
again.
I'm writing
A-R-I-T.
It down. A rat in the hall.
H.
M-E. May eat the ice cream.
Yes.
So when I was little, I would go, I know how to spell arithmetic. And they would go, really? How do you spell it? And I'd go, hold on. And I would write it down. And they would go, wow, you know how to spell arithmetic. And I was...
the most brilliant 4-year-old ever. Go
Dude,
ahead, get
I
it.
I got all the feels. We got a text that said 1037.
Somebody said counting your knuckles for the months of the year. I don't get it. What
yes,
does that
I've
mean?
Done that.
What does that mean?
If you start with your knuckle.
I can't see your knuckle. Hold it up, Riggs. Okay, yeah.
Your first knuckle, that's January, which was 31 days, right? Then your down knuckle, that's February, 30 days. Next knuckle up.
Wait, you say February had 30 days? Did Rick just say that, right? Rick just said February had 30 days.
Don't be stupid, moron.
Rick just said something stupid.
28 days.
So, yes!
I did say.
Finally!
Okay, sorry, sometimes I did, yes. 30 days.
So you start from your left to right. So the taller knuckles are the days with 31 days, and the lower ones are ones with 30 or 28 in the case of February. So
I'm sorry. Like,
January, February.
I understand.
March, April, May, June, July,
we're going to do that on
August.
Social media because there's no way you can do that without a visual.
July and August both have 31. Yeah, the knuckles. That makes sense.
Adidas all day I dream about sex. Really?
No, no,
I mean,
yes.
Come on.
But one that was actually that I swear to God I use all the time. Order of operations in math.
Oh, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally.
What is that? I don't know what this is. We're talking about things from our childhood, like how you retain it or what you learned. I said I have to sing the planets.
I
don't know what you're talking about, Tell me.
Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. So the P is parentheses, things in parentheses.
Uh-huh.
The E is for exponents. So like 3 to the 3rd power, do that first. Multiplication.
My head's going to explode. Okay.
Division, addition, and
Allie, this would only be appropriate if you had an equation like 3 plus 4 minus 4 divided by 6 and then parentheses, like those super confusing equations.
I have a question.
Yes.
Does anybody in this room speak English?
No.
Anyone?
Nobody does.
I don't even know what the hell you two just said.
Mnemonic devices. Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. Exponents.
Riggs, I think this is one you might know. Someone texted to 71037. In 2nd or 3rd grade, I learned a song with all the states alphabetically. I still sing it to this day and will sing it to myself.
It's like me with the planets. That's the only way I know what order. They're in Mercury,
yes. Alabama,
Venus,
yeah. Alaska, Arizona,
so
Arkansas,
California,
Colorado, Connecticut,
yes!
And Delaware.
Oh my God, I can't believe I remember.
Can you
that.
Wait,
see? You're
can,
freaking me out.
Can you guys keep it going though?
Feels. No, I don't know if I can. I have to start over. Wait.
Oh, come on. You guys
can
do
if
it.
I can do it all anymore.
This is a major moment here, you two. Don't screw it up. This
come
is
here,
a major. Together
our
on one mic.
Here. Okay, hold on, Reese.
On one mic?
Together on one mic.
Oh, God.
I'm going to mess
real?
It up so bad.
No, don't screw
I'm
it.
Mess it up
you
so
only
hardcore.
Get one right. Shot.
Right. I have coffee breath. I'm going to cover my mouth.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, my God, she does.
Shut up, Riggs.
Shut up, Al. All right.
Ready?
Are we really doing this?
Yes,
together?
You're really doing
yes.
This.
Wait, hold on.
No, we're going to film it for social.
We got to do it for social.
I need a breath. I got too excited.
And this
there.
Is the song you sing to learn the states of the union in alphabetical order, which I've never heard of until this moment. Ever.
But I don't know if I can go past C with Riggs.
You can do
pull
it, Alice.
Up the
no.
List.
Hey, you pulled up the
this.
List. No,
wait, Erica, you know
that.
No.
No,
intern Erica, you
shut
want to
up,
come
see
with us? Come over here,
go
honey.
I'm singing.
Yes,
singing.
Okay,
come
okay.
Over to the mic. We're going to have a trio. We're a new band.
All
right. Okay, I'm excited.
And a one, a two,
two,
a one, two, three, four.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, and Delaware. Then I lost the words. Hawaii and Idaho. Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland,
you're just
Massachusetts,
you're
Michigan,
cheating, you
Minnesota,
suck.
Mississippi,
you're
Missouri,
cheating,
Montana,
you suck.
Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire. I don't know the rest of the song.
Oh, I was going to get back in with you.
Oh, we were?
Dude, that was good for a minute there.
I think we were. We're the best band you've ever heard.
We were the best 25. We did the top 25 at least, maybe.
You did the top 3, and then you started looking, and then you realized you couldn't freaking read.
I have an idea. One more question. I don't know why I'm still on Riggs. His mic, by the way.
I don't know.
Gibbons, you lived in Missouri for a short time. Spell Missouri, go.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I. Oh, crap. That's Mississippi.
Spell it.
M-I-S-S-O-U-R-Y. R-U-R-I. O-U-R-I.
Why? There's no Y in Missouri.
He said
you put me
first.
On the record. I almost spelled Mississippi. I almost swore it. I'd get an I for a Y. Excuse me.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. This Mississippi.
That is amazing. One. People are still texting in.
You guys, this is the greatest Throwback Thursday show ever.
You know what? I'm glad I did this on Throwback Thursday. You're right.
Seriously.
Oh, somebody else texted in for the planets. My very eager mother just served us 9 pizzas for the planets
I
as
have
well.
Heard that one. I've
heard that one, yes.
Oh, man.
Let's take them out with a little song, Riggs. Come
ready?
On, Erica.
The first 10 states, at least.
Take it from the top, y'all. One, right, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Alabama,
Alaska,
Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, and Delaware.
You're welcome, parents. We're educating your children.
You
in the
got
car.
To, you got to Delaware, which is good enough for me. No one said we're scholars here. We just remember certain things at certain points.
We went from really smart to stupid, like 60 seconds.
But I feel really happy now.
I do too.
That was a good little, we'll go that little a great, time on
the
radio.
That was a fun team moment.
Team mm-hmm. moment.
High five. We bonded. Right there.
Yes.
And you know what, Gibbons? You'll never be able to sing it with us. It's no. only me and Riggs' thing. We'll so make I hope it
through,
jealous.
We'll make it through to Delaware every day.
I'm totally jealous.
We only made it to Delaware.
I'm totally jealous that you guys have the mental capacity to name five states.
Screw Whoop-dee you, freaking do.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Right now it's time for Hell to the Gnaw.
Hell no. To the no, no.
Riggs, by the way, just looked at me and goes, dude, your son looks gigantic on Facebook.
He does. Turning into a man.
I know. Hell to the Gnaw. He's 7.5. He shouldn't have pecs.
Good God.
What is the crap they put in food these days with the hormones? But what happened to you, Riggs?
I went to the Apple store yesterday to get my computer fixed. I was having an issue with my keyboard. The space bar was repeating, right?
Yeah.
So the Apple Tech.
Like you would tap it, but it would go another time, even though you didn't touch it.
Exactly.
So it was tapping back.
It was tapping back at me, right? So the Apple guy says, let me look at it. I'll take it in the back and I'll put a new space bar on there.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
He walks back out with a space bar in his left hand and my computer in his right hand and says,
oh, that's, oh, that wasn't a hell to the gnaw yet? Because that seems like a hell to the gnaw in itself.
That is.
Then what?
But then he goes, when I tried to put the space bar back on, it broke, and I don't have the part to replace it right now.
Oh!
No, to the no, no, no.
My
Wait,
space
so
bar.
So the guy like, accidentally he accidentally yes. broke your space bar, but then he didn't have the piece to fix it.
No, he did not.
Ouch.
No.
Ouch.
He said, he goes, I think it was a slight break. He goes, I can try to put it back on again and see if it will work. He put it back on, and thank God it works now for the time being.
In the moment.
But I was like, I need my computer for work tomorrow. I'm going to Washington, D.C. for an advocacy forum. I have to have my computer there. I can't not have my computer on a trip.
Bro.
Thank God it works.
For now.
I may go to Washington, D.C. to the Apple store and ask them.
Riggs, you have a phone. That's a computer, too, now.
I know.
Oh, man.
I know you want the actual computer, but that's the good news.
But I need to be
We're
able
so needy with technology.
Yeah, we are. Mm-hmm. We really
You're
are.
Like, I need my phone.
Yeah.
And I need my computer. And I, yes, Gibbons.
Speaking of needing your phone.
What happened?
I needed my phone yesterday because my phone is my alarm clock, right? I couldn't find my charger for my phone. And it was at 30%. So I set my alarm and I went to sleep. I woke up every hour on the hour to check my phone. So I barely slept last night, right? But that's not the hell to the gnaw. I wake up this morning. I go into the kitchen, I turn the light on, and what is sitting on the kitchen table, dead center, staring me in the face? My charger.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
How did I miss it? I tore the house apart. I swear to God.
If it was a snake, it would have bit you.
Well, maybe one of your girlfriend's children had it and put it back down there when you weren't looking.
I would not doubt that for a second, you little snakes.
You know those kids take everything.
Damn kids, get off my lawn.
We got a text to
71037.
Hell to the no. I went to go pick up my Shawn Mendes tickets yesterday afternoon and realized I left my purse in East Troy where I had breakfast.
Oh!
You drove all the way downtown to Fiserv Forum from East Troy.
Oh, God.
That's a long drive.
I thought maybe they won from us, and that's what they were saying, because you got to have your ID to pick up your prize.
Oh, that's even worse.
I don't know what this person's they're saying, but they might have been coming here.
Oh, my God. Okay, in my head.
I think it might, because you have to have an ID to pick up your prize as a listener, right?
Yes.
Here's where I went. I thought they came here to get it. I assumed here and there. If you come here, maybe a Facebook profile would work instead of your photo ID.
Don't
maybe.
Say don't stuff know. Like that, because now our receptionist Allegedly, is going to beat your ass when she hears
she
you
is.
Say stuff
She'll
like
be
that.
No,
that's
not how it works.
If you can't use your Facebook profile,
that's not how it works.
You got to have an ID.
Yes.
God, you can talk to Kelly later.
Every time
you
I open,
just got Gibbons in trouble.
Every time I open my mouth, I get myself in trouble and just.
You should apologize.
I'm sorry.
You'll be fine.
I'll take the side door out for the next week. I'm sorry.
Oh, somebody said when there's still a cop slowing down traffic on the Econimalk 94 exit because of the scene that happened yesterday.
Oh my God! Yes.
Jeez.
Damn.
By the way, we did have an update from that dog that got, because there was a canine dog that got stabbed at in the incident.
By the suspects.
Mm-hmm. One of the women, there was a man and a woman in the car. The woman fled the scene, was chased by a dog, ended up stabbing the dog, which is, it's assaulting a police officer.
Yes.
The dog's
Hell
a police
yeah.
officer.
Mm-hmm.
The dog is in okay condition. The dog was released.
Oh,
good. That's a health of the S.
The canine will be okay. That's a health to the S. Thanks for your hell to the nose, though, to 71037. You can always text them. We read all your texts. It's a commercial-free hour on Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
What do you guys think about cleansing your space after a breakup?
Getting rid of everything, like purging?
Or just like redoing a bedroom or a kitchen or an area that if you don't like where things went down, you need a redo. Or maybe something traumatic happened in that house, right, with an ex.
Totally. Yeah.
Do you believe in like moving or redoing it?
New spirit.
If you
totally.
Had the money.
Yes.
Which
if
we
I
don't.
Had, if I had
but
the money, yes.
Did.
Thank you for adding that because I'm yeah. not going to redo, renovate my bathroom because we got it on there once.
Right.
No, but even, you know what
but
though?
A rich person might.
Yeah. No, but even as little as just moving your furniture around. So it doesn't yeah. look like the
totally.
Same place. It doesn't evoke the same
totally.
Emotions, the same
sure.
memories.
Well, Khloe Kardashian has redone her whole house. Oh. And sources geez. Are saying it's because she wants to rid of the whole energy of, you know, the Tristan Thompson craziness.
Yeah.
So she's been living in a rental house and then posting about, you know, her redos. So she's not saying it's for because of that, but everyone's like, it's because of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wants like a new space.
I wonder though, is this the same place that she lived with Lamar in? And maybe it's
no.
like, okay, so she already cleansed that
rich.
Spirit.
They're too rich to stay in the same house. Her and Tristan, I guarantee, bought something. There's no way she lives in that house.
If you're so rich, why are you redo? Just buy a new house. Just sell that and get a new place. Why wouldn't you just do
because
that?
Because you like your location or your house or maybe. I
but
mean,
you're rich as F to
yeah,
go buy
you,
a new house.
But I always say there's things I don't like about my house, but yeah. I love the location. So if I could remodel, like if I could like, you know, do certain things, I would stay in that location.
Yeah.
Right? Does that make sense?
And in,
yeah.
In Los Angeles, it's specifically
tricky.
Where they live,
the
real
location,
estate
yeah.
is
scarce
key.
And expensive too. Yeah.
And.
She
sense.
Might be close to her family. She might like the street they're on.
I was
I mean?
Just going
to
say, I thought I with read them. That all of them live within close enough proximity that on a quick phone call, even in LA, they can be at each other's side.
And yeah. as they should because they're filming all the time and they need them for, it's like a work thing almost.
Exactly.
Like,
no, totally.
Hey, Khloe, we need you to come film a shot, which yes, happens in reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
Khloe, can you get over here? Okay.
Yeah.
She can get there in 3 minutes versus an hour and a half in LA traffic,
yeah.
right?
Exactly.
It probably makes your work life a lot easier.
Ooh.
Which makes your personal life a lot easier.
Exactly.
I smell an opportunity for her.
What?
She could start a new show on HGTV. It could be a renovation show.
Oh.
And I have the perfect title for it. It could be what? Called...
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
You know,
yeah,
hold on.
You walk
Allie,
into it.
Allie,
don't get me started.
Allie, we
what?
Both
what?
Know that what? Riggs is a closet Kardashian fan.
Yeah.
No.
But every time I think like he's finally going to come out and be public with it...
Never.
Oh yeah. my God, who the hell cares?
I know.
We moved seats around in this studio...
I know.
...so that you didn't have the ability
to play
that
it.
Damn thing, and somehow this son of a biscuit... Gets it
it's
out
like
there.
Like a freaking magician, this guy.
Yeah.
You know what, Riggs?
What?
I care.
I know you do. And
so
I care about. And
you,
I,
know
you know what?
What?
I'll stay up to date on
Gibbons?
Bigfoot. You stay up to date on the Kardashians.
You
deal.
Know what, Riggs?
What, Gibbons?
I care. Okay.
Oh, yeah?
That's
I
two
care.
Out of three.
Allie cares. I'm sure the interns care. Interns, throw a thumb up if you care. They
oh,
both threw their thumbs
the
up. No, they both
you
threw their thumbs up.
One of them's on
they
the phone.
Both
I love
care.
You new
they both care.
That we haven't named yet.
Now,
we
Riggs,
don't.
This is
the
your
day.
Moment. This is your moment, Riggs. You can let the world know you actually care, just like us. You can let them know.
Oh my God, who?
Riggs,
the
it's okay.
Hell?
Let it go.
How
just say
the,
I care.
No, how in the blue hell
oh
does
God.
He do?
I don't know.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Remix.
Remix.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. 56 wins, only been beaten 11 times. You think you can put your name in that the loss category? You can stump Gibbons the Great? Well, try every morning. 414-799-1037. We play every morning around 8:20 or so. Let's try to stump Gibbons the Great this morning. Hey, come on in here, dude.
I'm all over here. Not over there. I'm everywhere. What's going on with your bumba class?
We were having a conversation with Lori, who's from the South Side.
Oh.
Yep.
South Milwaukee.
Well, South Milwaukee. I learned South Side
yes.
and South Milwaukee are not
yeah,
the same
are.
Thing, okay?
Yeah, yes, they're different.
Right, they're paid a price.
They're very different. Lori, you ready to stump Gibbons the Great this morning?
Yes, I am.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Lori, is there a male on your mind?
Yes.
Is this someone that really exists in real life?
Oh, well, of course.
Maybe this person is older than 40 years.
Yes.
Could you be thinking of someone who's already passed away?
Yes, I am.
Has the character on your mind ever governed a country?
No.
Maybe you're thinking of a creator of music?
Yes.
All right, is there a black person on your mind?
No.
Is this character of British origins?
No.
Are you thinking of someone who plays the guitar?
Yes.
Is this person linked with the king, Mr. Elvis Presley?
Yes, he is.
Oh, let me clear out my crystal ball really quickly. You'd be thinking of the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Elvis Presley.
You're correct.
King of rock and roll.
The nice. King of rock and roll. And let me tell you another fun fact about him. Gibbons, back in the day when Gibbons was in first grade,
yeah.
Him was Elvis Presley for Halloween. His grandmother made the costume herself. Big hits. Great, great.
Mwah. It's one of those stories, and I mean this nicely, we've heard about you seven times. Like, I could tell you this set, like, four stories from your childhood, and one of them is your Elvis Presley. Maybe it's because I have the visual of the picture.
When we talk about the king of rock and roll,
you
we got to let them know.
Story.
I be the prince.
Hopefully we don't all go out like Elvis, dying on the toilet. That was,
oh, my God, no. Or didn't he have a drug overdose?
Yes.
I really hope we don't die like Elvis. Oh,
right.
My gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was my idol.
Thanks for playing with Gibbons the Great this morning.
Thank you.
See you, Lori.
Bye-bye.
You think you can stump him? We play every single morning around the same time. It's 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
People decorate their houses for Christmas, right?
Yes.
That's
yes.
Like the one thing that people decorate their houses for. Are there any other holidays you would decorate your house for? Maybe the Halloween?
The inside. Yeah, Halloween, 100% people do
yes.
Outside.
Uh-huh. Outside, yes.
People do like flags for,
yes.
You know, Memorial Day.
Okay.
And then I would say the inside, you're only talking outside, right?
Yeah, I'm talking outside, yeah.
Only outside, yeah, because some people do Valentine's crap inside. No, 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 no.
Okay. Uh-huh. Are you talking holiday specific?
Yeah.
Okay, not seasonal, holiday specific. No.
Holiday specific, yes.
Okay.
So not like a fall wreath.
No.
Okay.
This is more than just a
like
wreath.
Like a full-on like Halloween display in your yard.
I have seen three houses in the Franklin, Greendale, Hales Corners, Greendale area. I don't remember exactly where. I just know I've seen them. Two of them illuminated. Lights and sounds for the 4th of July. I'm talking like an American flag lit up like in Christmas light
form.
And then on the side of the house, there was like a star light pattern, like stars on the side of it. Very clearly for the 4th of July. So there's at least three people that are going to have the most lit 4th of July ever.
That's,
I've never seen people decorating their house on the outside for the 4th of July.
I haven't either.
No, but I think that's freaking
because,
awesome.
And this was also a week ago because I wrote this down last week. So it was even end of May, early June.
Whoa. I got it.
Early June.
I figured it out.
What is it?
I figured it out.
What is it, Gibbons?
4th of July.
Yes.
We know 1776, Independence Day, etc.
Yes.
But it was late May because of Memorial Day. So they are memorializing the fallen soldiers.
Okay.
Going through the 4th of July for the 4th of July. And I can probably bet they're going to go through the summer to Labor Day. That way you get Memorial Day, you get the 4th of July, you're loving your country, and you get your summer decorations.
This is more than memorializing people. This is like a full-on light display, though. I've never seen anything. There's red and light flashing lights, like police lights.
Oh,
almost.
I Googled like 4th of July outdoor decorations just to like see some houses maybe that were on Google. And they're only like the flags, like a big flag across or a star, but a full-on light display.
No, this
for
is like American
July.
Flags and stuff, and there's stars and like pinwheel stuff in the yard,
I
and a full-on light show on the side of the house. I've never seen anything of the like for the 4th of July. I mean, I'm celebrating the country too. I mean, it's America's birthday, but.
But you're kind
of
like,
I've never seen that before, like that extent of decorating the outside of a house for that type of a holiday.
I'm the over-the-top decorator guy, so I'm kind of pissed at myself. I've never put decorations up for that because I love just putting up lights and decorating.
Well, it's only a few weeks away, dude. You can do 4th of July decorations right now, and it's so appropriate.
I already missed Memorial Day, and now I feel like these people
got
Memorial
matter.
Day.
That just means they could use the two holidays to cover, and quite frankly, they might leave it till
Labor Day through the summer?
Yeah.
That's what
Veterans Day, even.
Even there better, you all the way through November. November, yes.
Somebody texted into 71037. That's because people in Franklin have money and can afford to decorate for BS.
Oh, bro, hold on.
God, this wasn't my house, by the way.
Time out.
They have the money to decorate. I will not say for BS, because the minute you call Memorial Day and 4th of July BS, we got fighting words. That's my damn country. My country, tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty. Of thee I sing.
Land where my father's
cried. We almost had it.
Okay, we get it.
We didn't get it there.
We didn't get it.
We did not make that work. It wasn't as magical as Allie and I's state song earlier.
We were amazing. If you missed it, go to our Instagram, 1037KISSFM. It is amazing. The performance, Riggs, I, and intern Erica put on.
Yeah.
Man, we're like a band.
It was for all 50 states. It was for America. Much like
we're
these
like
houses
a freaking band.
Decorating for America for the 4th of July.
Bring
I don't know.
Let's print some flyers. Let's
you
get
got it,
a.
man. You got it.
We go to schools and we sing the state song.
The Riggs and Alley Philharmonic Orchestra behind us.
Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California,
Colorado,
Connecticut,
Delaware.
And now you don't have the states in front of you, so you can't read the list. You cheating sons of bitches.
I hate you when you're right. You can suck it. Right.
If you, you know someone that's doing this for the 4th of July, please text to 71037. I would like to know if you're one of these people.
Somebody texted and said, I fully decorate every single holiday. I live in Trevor, Wisconsin.
Oh, don't forget they're including Flag Day in June, overachievers.
Thank you. Wow.
They're true Americans right there.
Mm-hmm.
It's 103.7 Merk. Kiss FM.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Alley rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Alley.
All right, so the 911 calls were finally released from the Jussie Smollett case. Jussie did not call. Somebody else did, and we're going to let you hear it first, and then we have questions. I have questions.
We all have questions.
Lots of questions. So here's the first call.
Yes.
I just need a police to come by. I work with an artist. I don't really want to say his name, but he stayed here. He went to Subway, and he was walking by, and some guys, I don't know, they jumped him or something like that, and I just want to report it and make sure he's all right.
Does your friend need an ambulance?
I just think he's startled. What's really weird, ma'am, just because I'm scared, and I don't know what it is. They put a noose around his neck. You know, they didn't do anything with it, but it's around his neck.
Okay, and this is a well-known person?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay.
This is the first call.
So, okay.
You want to hear the second call right away?
Was that the one you had a question about, Riggs?
I have a question about the second one, but I think it may have been clarified by re-listening to the first one. But play the second one.
Play the second one.
Okay.
911, hello?
Yeah, I'm waiting on the police. No, I reported I've been waiting on the police. The person I work for, my friend, he was just mugged on the streets, and we just trying to report it.
He was what on the streets?
I guess he was jumped or something.
Okay.
I thought they would be here by now.
The one? Here
they are.
How far? You found them?
They're pulling up now.
Yeah, never mind.
You were confused about the guy going.
I was. I thought he was correcting himself, but
when
no.
He
but
said even what?
He,
when
he I thought
said
he
what?
Said, the person I work for, I mean my friend, but
he said the person I work for, my friend.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, okay.
So, you know what I find crazy in hindsight about all this, and like we're hearing the calls, is that, you know, Jussie kept that noose around his neck. Remember that?
Yeah.
They were like, when the cops arrived, he had kept it, you know, still... That actually knowing everything now makes me think it was so calculated.
Yes. Oh my God,
I don't
yeah.
think the friend knew.
Now,
I don't think the person calling knew. I don't know if the person calling knew. You know what? I don't know. What am I talking about? I have no idea.
But
I'm just talking out of my ass.
I'm also talking out of my ass. If somebody attacked me in a hate crime and put a noose around my neck, the first thing I would want to do is get that noose off of
my
neck.
That's what I mean.
Like,
it's a little strange, right?
It would just be like, you wouldn't want it on.
Well,
like,
yeah. Especially when your friend did it.
Instead of wearing it around like a necklace, like, you see, it's a noose. You see this right here? This is, it's not just a rope. It's not a necklace. It's an actual, can you believe they did this?
Oh, Jussie, as Chris Rock said, you lost the U. The U was out of respect. You're Jussie now.
Yeah, no
Jussie, come on.
And Empire producers confirmed there will be no return of Jussie Smollett.
That's right, because there were rumors that he might return later in the season for the series finale.
They finally said it's over, man. Yeah. They kind of came out with that yesterday or this week and said Jussie's not coming back, and I think that's the right decision.
We've done a lot of singing in unison on this show this morning, and I would like to do it just one more time.
Okay.
One, two, three. Na, 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 na.
Na, 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 na. Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye.
That was beautiful,
and
guys.
Don't let the door hit your ass on the way out.
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you, bruh.
That's right, bruh. Can you pay me back for all the dirts I did on your stupid
Seriously.
Thing?
Right, we'll all send the you free a, promotion?
We'll send you a bill for
we'll
the publicity.
We'll send you a bill for all the stupid Hollywood dirts I did on your ass, Jussie.
Right? God.
Riggs and Alley.
It's Riggs and Alley.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Alley. Rewind.
You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Show number 677 is
Holy
in the books.
Crap.
That's crazy.
Yeah. We've done a lot of shows. Quite a few shows.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gone for the rest of the week. All next week, I'll be in Washington, D.C., advocating for mental health reform in D.C. Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
Not all superheroes wear capes, Riggs. I'm not calling you a superhero, but what you're doing is pretty damn awesome.
I might wear a cape just to be ridiculous.
I might wear a cape.
You would.
I would give you, I have one that says Super Hudson.
Yes.
And I also have another cape that says Blast Off Owen.
Ooh.
Would you like either of their capes?
Yes, I'll take both and I'll compare them to my ties
Super
that I purchased.
Super Hudson it is. Uh-huh. I've got a Velcro around the neck and everything,
I picked out my outfits and everything. I'm ready to go. I have lots of purple that I'm wearing.
Crazy.
Purple.
Oh, suicide awareness color, right? Purple.
Yep. Purple is my honor bead color, yeah.
I was going to mock you.
Yes.
No, I will not do that. No.
My wife goes, why so much purple? And I go, hello, it's my honor bead color. It means I've lost a friend or loved one to suicide. And she went,
I was going to ask you what the honor bead means.
Yes.
Okay.
There's different colors for everybody. Mm-hmm. But what did you learn on the show this morning? Anything? Gibbons?
Okay, go Gibbons.
Go ahead.
I learned that I got some motivation from Riggs this morning.
Yeah.
Because Riggs ran into a couple of homes recently that were like to the nines decorated for either Memorial Day, 4th of July.
You created a monster, Riggs.
Seriously. Now,
what?
Now what? I want to go find me some friggin' red, white, and blue lights. Hang those bad boys up outside of my house to find the biggest American flag I have. And I'm not even kidding or making a joke. I love this stuff.
Allie has a thought. Yes, go ahead. Yes.
You have inspired him, Riggs, because you talked about people decorating their houses at, you know, random points you don't normally see. But the problem is, you're like the dude Pinterest now. See?
Yeah.
He has seen a thought.
Uh-huh.
And now Gibbons has gotten excited, and he's like, I'm going to recreate that.
100%.
You are the dude Pinterest right now.
Riggs,
and I'm sticking to that story.
Dude-trist. It's dude-trist. It's like Pinterest, but dude-trist.
Go buy it quick.
Dudetrist.com.
That's a billion-dollar idea.
Buy it.
Until it's dudetrist.com, and it's just a gay hookup website.
I guarantee you dude-trist already
exists.
T-R-Y-S-T.
DudeTrist.com is not a website, but...
So we just came up with $2 million or billion-dollar ideas.
I got them both. I'm going to go on GoDaddy and buy them both. DudeTrist is already a website. Yes, it is.
Damn it.
Somebody bought it.
DudeTrist.
Every time you think you have a good idea, somebody already has it, don't they?
Damn it.
Son of a...
I learned something about Allie this morning.
Yes?
That Allie uses the exact same mnemonic device that I use as a kid to remember the first, like, 7 or 8 states in alphabetical order.
Time out. Bonus. What I learned about both of you, just real quickly, is that you both share this mnemonic device, but you can only name the first. Well, you go ahead.
All right, shall we?
A one, two, three, four.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, and Delaware. Florida,
Delaware,
Georgia,
Delaware, Florida,
Georgia,
Delaware,
Hawaii, Idaho.
Oh, forget
it. I don't know.
It.
I'm done.
It's I get to F and I wanted to scream not.
But we really bonded for the first like 7 states.
Yes.
We did.
And then we just lose
Florida
track.
After it? What's the next one?
Yes, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky. Yeah, I don't know. I keep going.
All right, here's what I learned today on the show.
What did you learn?
Gibbons still to this day makes fun of his poor friend because when they were, how old?
13. It was a big 13th birthday. We were teenagers.
One of his friends back home in Philadelphia. The mom thought it'd be really funny, or not funny, she actually thought it'd be a good idea to take all of him and his friends to see...
She's All That.
Which came out in 1999 with...
Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook.
Now, and the poor 13-year-old never got to live it down that his mom took him and his friends to see She's All That.
Bro, his
for
mom...
his birthday.
His mom took 2 class clowns and the biggest jocks in the neighborhood to go see She's All That when we thought we were going to see American Pie. We thought we were going to see boobies on screen. You know what we saw? Freddie Prinze Jr. and Rachel Lee Cook having dance.
Sixpence None the Richer going, kiss me.
I mean, seriously. Can you blame me?
Does.
Can you blame me?
Catch up with our show at 1037kissfm.com.
Yes, you shut up.
For being 33 and still making fun of the guy for something that happened 20 years ago, you weirdo.
Streets never forget Allie.
That's actually true. The streets is watching, aren't they?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.